Abundant Power Hour on Universal Energy Radio. This is Anna B., and of course I have Anita Rausch with me. Hi, Anita.
Hello.
There she is. Okay. So tonight I really want to, I want to concentrate on really talking about your journey a bit and your journey into really where you are right now as an empowerment catalyst, as an abundance coach, a Reiki master. I mean, you have all of this wonderful energetic energy going on. And so I really want to talk about that and really want to talk about how you stepped into your power and how you are now using your voice to help other people create a different life, a better life.
Okay. I think like a lot of empaths or people that are intuitive, I think I had it from when I was small, but at that time when I grew up, I mean, it really wasn't talked about much. And because I know I was drawn to, I lived in a very multicultural area, and I knew it was fun because I was drawn to a lot of different energy. And also, even though we lived near the city, we had 2 miles of woods behind my house. So it was like kind of ideal where, you know, you could go all day in the woods, which back then we would and we could. And so once I got older, you know, got into corporate and all that, I kind of, it's not that I lost it. It's just that because I ran help desk and did things like that, so I was putting out fires and I was very resourceful and very intuitive, but in a kind of a different way. And then came 6 marriages, two to my first husband, 3 to my second husband, and 1 to my last husband. So I actually married, yes, the same people a couple of times. So I say that because a lot of people look at things that they did in their life as negative, or, you know, they might blame it or they might be angry at it. I just never felt that way. I always felt like, I don't know, like I was learning is the best way to I can explain it. And obviously at first, you know, I had to do it again to learn. And I'm not ashamed of that at all. One relationship was abusive, so I learned a lot from that. And even this past, in this year, was back in contact with that person and actually told them I forgave them and thanked them for being a great teacher in my life. So same thing with where I work. My workplaces were, I think, very differently than a lot of people. So my workplaces, they tended to want me to talk a lot about my job, but I'm kind of independent, and I know when somebody gives me something, I just do it. So I don't need a lot of support or help when I learn something. And so it was real different being in that environment. And, you know, experiencing people trying to get other people's jobs and people putting people under the bus and people lifting people up. There was a lot of that, too. It wasn't all bad. So I say that because in the last 2 jobs I had, I could have lost my job and lost my retirement. Again, I didn't look at that as a bad thing. It grew me and it made me stronger. And even in the last one, right before, a year before my retirement, they were trying to get rid of three of us. And I'm a big documenter, so I didn't say a lot, but I had documented a lot. And luckily, we had an avenue where you could go to an ethics hotline, and that went to someplace higher. And I did that, and then the next day, everything that they were going to do was rescinded. I say that because I think challenges have made me stronger, and especially like that challenge I just talked about, you have a choice. You just have to think about all the choices you have. You're not stuck. And I know a lot of people can feel stuck. And then my last marriage was, it was great at first, but then my husband had some health issues and had triple bypass, et cetera. And he just kind of gave up after that, is the best I can say. Me being an empath, I wanted him to get better. I wanted him to eat right. I wanted him to do this. None of that was working. I mean, that was not his journey. And once I realized that, that's when I started this journey of helping people, because I needed help myself to learn how to live with energy that's not necessarily, very high vibration, but for me to stay in a higher vibration. So that's when I went to the Angel Alchemy Academy with a lady named Corinne Grillo out of California. And it was really neat because I believe it was a 6-month program. And she really honed in on our spiritual gifts. And there's many of my classmates in there that have started businesses and just are, I just can't tell you how powerful and amazing they are. And I want to say that to the listeners because I think that's so important, too, is to be around people that are powerful and amazing and not, not complaining about challenges and things, but, getting help, asking people for help. Did you want to say something right there?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I just, just listening to what you've been talking about, and I've known you for a number of years now and actually met you outside of the spiritual realm, which I think is interesting. Like you were working, in our business, like in our businesses, and that's how we really met. And I think it's really cool that we've come this full circle as friends, but also as like people. Like you certainly helped me with my mindset, especially in this last year, this last 18 months. It's been amazing how just that awareness that you've allowed me to have, by saying yes, yes, and I know you know this stuff, and you've pushed me to take that next step, which I love. But what I wanted to say was, I always talk about law of attraction and how when you're around people, you talked about your, exes being your teachers and people you work with being your teachers, which I think is so important. It's important to have that perspective. And those are the things that I really want people to listen to. If they have to go back and listen to this again, listen to that. Listen to what you say. You're not complaining about your exes. You realize that, wow, these were some of my best teachers, the people that you work with, some of my best teachers. And I think you being that empowerment catalyst, you've used those examples and that, those experiences for you to not only help push you further, but you also use them to help, I know for myself and other people, push us further. But law of attraction is so important because And when, mm-hmm. when I say law of attraction, I mean be around like-minded people. And you always say, watch your words, watch how you're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the words that mm-hmm. you create with your words. I mean, every word has
mm-hmm.
energy. So, you know, you are very much, you know, we are the proponents of that. You know, how are we speaking? How can we say, instead of saying if, say when, you know, something as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it, it's so amazing the difference in the outcome of, I say possibility, but then it's actuality. Like it actualizes, it
mm-hmm.
materializes, it becomes real. And
right.
You don't, I guess for those out there listening, working with Anita has just been so empowering because I went from a place of feeling like I lost everything. And then, of course, Anita would say, you didn't lose. You know, you would say
right.
that. You didn't lose. So what did you, and
right.
look at what you gained in this. Look at now how you're living
mm-hmm.
your life. Look at what you're experiencing. And I know for myself that my life has changed really just even in the last, since the pandemic, really. I mean, I think I was telling you that Saturday.
Yeah, drastically.
Drastically
mm-hmm.
changed since the pandemic in a really good, positive way. And
right.
how many people out there in the world can say that? And
right.
that is because I've had support. I have asked for help. I have listened to those who have said, you know, when you say, Anna, watch your words, Anna, do this, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, put the switch that,
mm-hmm.
switch that, that stretchy bracelet on your arm every time you've got that,
right.
that what stinking thinking or whatever you want to call it, you switch that bracelet and you change those thoughts, you change those words. And so little things,
right.
little tools that you've given to help not only me, but our listeners as well and other people. You know, we have Anita and I are part of a mastermind. We do that, try to do that every week, a couple of times at least a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always there to uplift each other. We're always there to
mm-hmm.
listen to when someone has something going on. And I think it's so important
mm-hmm.
to have that, not just a one group, but just people that you know who will listen to you
mm-hmm.
and support you. And, you know, just listening, just having someone. I
right.
know I've called you, I've texted you late at night and go, I need, you know, are you up? I need to tell you, I need to talk to you. And you've been there
mm-hmm.
and you say, yes, call me now
mm-hmm.
and I'll call you. And we, you know, you've
mm-hmm.
sort of taught me off the ledge. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to reiterate.
And you've done that with me.
That, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's another perspective. It's another way of looking at something.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I know you've shared, I didn't know about all your life experiences really until this year. Even though we've known each other
mm-hmm.
for, wow, I'd say we've known each other for, gosh, almost 20
good,
years.
Good while. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
But I didn't know about all of the learning, that you've
mm-hmm.
done in your lifetime. I didn't know about that until recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting that you have those experiences to share, but not only to share, but to help empower other people, you know, to
mm-hmm.
to move through situations
mm-hmm.
that they may need help moving through.
And with
so
you talking about abundance, it made me think of something else real quick, Anna, before you finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
About intentions, because I know you've said this before, and I think it's so important, not just your words, but when you wake up and you go to work and maybe there's a job that you're not real happy with at the current moment, but if you set your intentions for a good day and to be loving and to have love sent back to you, et cetera, that can change your whole day.
Yes.
So I just think intentions are important too. Words, intentions, you know, being around like-minded people, et cetera. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. That's very
mm-hmm.
important. It's, you know, there are all these little nuances to shifting your mindset. And I think
mm-hmm.
When you get up and you intend to have a good day, that carries. It carries mm-hmm. throughout the day. So a lot mm-hmm. of us are very programmed to the usual conversations or the usual comment. Like, what would be our standard? Like, you wake up in the morning and go, oh, gosh, another week at whatever job, blah, blah, blah. You know,
mm-hmm.
most people are complaining before their foot hits the floor to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the idea is to become aware of that and decide to change it. And
yeah.
that's what you've done. I mean, that's what you've shared with us. I mean, we're always talking about appreciation and gratitude and living in that
mm-hmm.
energy. If you can live it, you know, and I've had a lot of, and I don't know if you've had people say this to you, but I've had a lot of people say, well, you can't be that positive all the time, you know? And
it becomes
easier though, because there were times
yes.
when we were not positive. There were times
right.
when we were miserable getting up, and
mm-hmm.
that's the really, I mean, think about, I mean, when you told me you had been married 6 times, I mean, I was like, wow. And you said, well, it's to 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
but you went over, you went in back into those relationships over again. So it's interesting
mm-hmm.
to me how, as you say, this is where my learning, you know, what it's like, you glean something from every time you were in that relationship. I mean,
yes.
something had to click
yes.
for you to go back into it and then for you to take
right.
away whatever it was that you took away from each relationship. And I think
yes.
if each person would look at all their relationships, not just, you know, marriage or significant other, but
mm-hmm.
you're talking about your parents, your children, everybody in that perspective
mm-hmm.
of, how can I love them unconditionally? And this is something
mm-hmm.
I don't know that, I mean, you and I have talked about loving unconditionally. And for you to
mm-hmm.
go back and communicate with an ex, I think your abusive ex, and say,
mm-hmm.
I forgive you,
mm-hmm.
that's so powerful. It is just powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people won't. A lot of people, I know for me, I mean, you've been helping me a lot with me and my ex as far as helping
mm-hmm.
me with my perspective, because there are times when I feel like I'm really trying here. I'm really trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really trying to have a conversation. And you've said to me, Anna, you don't need to do that. You know in your
mm-hmm.
heart that you love unconditionally and you still love, and that's good. You don't have to try
mm-hmm.
to win somebody over again
mm-hmm.
and say, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because there are going to be some people, and then we talk about be around people, like-minded people, there are going to be some people who, I will tell you this, that will drop away from your life because
yes.
yes. your energy has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not, I will tell you from working with you, Anita, I know that's not easy. And having you really just simplify, I mean, you really, the other day, I was trying to send that text message, and you're like, okay, we're going to simplify this. This is all you don't need to explain yourself. You don't need
mm-hmm.
to, you just need to be, this is it. And you just say something, it's simple. Respond simply,
right.
not go through this
right.
whole story. It's just a simple response.
Right.
And
yes,
you took my, what I was going
to
write, a mini
it.
Novel,
mm-hmm.
down to 4 lines, you know, and I thought, thanks, Anita.
Saves you a lot of time.
So
you get a lot more time in the day that way.
That's right. So to me, is having someone there to, like, you know, have these conversations with is so important, because it's like, how, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want, here's the thing, and I think this is the thing that you've really helped me with, is sometimes in my mind, I want a specific result, right? So
mm-hmm.
I try to go about getting this certain result. But I, you know, and I know, here's the thing, like I say, I know this, right? You can't control anybody
mm-hmm.
else. You have we have absolute control over no other human being. Every human being
That's
is going to do what they want to do. So mm-hmm. there's no way that you are going to have a guaranteed result from someone else. You
mm-hmm.
have to make peace with what it is within yourself.
I'll tell
and
you
understand
one of the best
that
lessons. Go ahead. Understand what?
No, go ahead. No, you're going to answer my question, right? You're
well,
going to add to that,
so
I'm going to let
you
speak.
You just saying that, one of the best lessons I learned that taught me exactly what you're just saying is we had new bosses at that last job that came in. We had, like, new chain of command. And I had always had good evaluations. I mean, there was never a bad evaluation. And my boss had talked to me 3 times in a year. Okay? So in a year, my new boss had talked to me 3 times about my job. That was it. Okay? Comes in, and our evaluations were, you know, I'm sure everybody's work is different, but ours were 1 to 5. That's how you got evaluated. So 1 was the lowest, 5 was the highest. So I had always got, you know, 4.5, 4, you know, because they usually don't want to give you 5. You know, I mean, that's pretty common, even in a survey. So anyway, she comes in and gives me 2. It's out of the blue. Now, hadn't talked to me about my performance. Nothing. And this was, I had to take a deep breath. And again, I had gotten to a point in my life where I wasn't angry about things happening. I was like, you know, what the heck? This is not about me. You know, because I was still doing the same job. And so I turned to her. And I'm telling y'all, you're capable of doing this. I turned to her and I said, you know what? I said, you've probably had a very hard year. You got divorced. You had to move. You changed your job. I said, I bet you that's been really difficult for you. I hope you're doing okay. And I didn't even mention the evaluation. Why? Because I knew I had documentation. I knew a lot of the stuff she had on there was not true, and I knew it wasn't about me. It was about her, some perception she had gotten from somewhere, because like I say, she only talked to me 3 times in a year, so she didn't know me. She didn't even know my work, really. So that was, I think, you know how you say you have defining moments in your life? I think that was a big one. That was like, you know what? I don't have to push back on people. I don't have to defend myself. You know, I document. I know the truth. I'll handle this. But I am not going to go into a negative space just because somebody's trying to push me there. So, I mean, that was like, I think, one of the toughest moments I had in my journey.
It's a huge aha, though.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a bit realizing that.
I can't
that
even
energy.
Imagine what she was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was probably expecting some contrast. She was expecting a little moment there. Anita, actually, I'm looking at the switchboard, and we have a couple of hands raised. Would you be open to taking some calls?
Yay. Oh, certainly, yes.
All right. So area code 415, you've been so patient. Hi, you're on the air with Anita Rausch, the Empowerment Catalyst. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Anne in California.
Hi, Anne in California.
Hi. I have a question about You know, like a lot of people, I want to change jobs and where I live. And so I know that part very clearly, but I don't have, and I want to get out of a city. I live right in a big city, so I want to be a more natural environment.
Out in
but
the,
anything,
yeah, rural environment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not too far. Yeah, rural, but I could drive into the city.
Gotcha.
And so I don't know if you see it, it'll happen. I'll move first. I'll move to a place and find a job, or the right job will get me to the next place I'm going to live.
Well, I want Anna to answer some of this too, and I will pull a card for you.
Okay.
But I would say I like how you use your words. Because so far, I really haven't heard you say any blame or anything negative. It's just what you want. So
yes.
I just want to point that out as an example for listeners. And the next thing I would do for you is kind of, we, you know, me and the universe and Anna hear you say what you want, but do you have a certain area you want to be in? Because I would put that
well,
out
I know,
there,
I know
too.
The West Coast. I know
okay, so,
Washington, Oregon, or California.
Okay, so, but I would, this is just me.
Uh-huh.
I would just start looking at, like, Chamber of Commerce's or different population things that will match your vibration.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, instead of just saying, I want to move here or here or here. So that way, when you move, you'll know, you know, it's going to be a match. And then when you do that, I would say or better. Always put or better.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, you have anything to say about that while I pull a card about her question?
I find this kind of interesting because it's sort of a similar situation, Anita, wouldn't you think, that for me last year, how I didn't really know where I was going to be.
Yes.
I had sold my home at the beginning of 2019. I was traveling a lot. And then I ended up, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to stay in near. I'm with you, Ann. I'm tired of the city. I want to be kind of rural, but I want to be able to drive in whenever I want to. And I'm in the Atlanta area.
Exactly.
So I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. So I thought to myself, okay, how can I do this? Now, I had a business for over 30 years. I closed in 2018, the brick and mortar part of it. So I was sort of like dangling about. Here's the thing. I wasn't looking necessarily for a specific job, and I know that sounds weird, but some people would say, well, because I wanted to do something different. I've been a graphic artist, I've printed t-shirts, I've done all this stuff, but I wanted something different. I didn't know, and I didn't know where I wanted to be. I'll tell you, the funny part is, as I said, okay, I want to be around Atlanta because all my friends are here, my family's here, so I want to be close. And so, but I also love my freedom and I love to travel. And this is the weird part. Just randomly got a message from a friend that said, hey, there's a full-time position opening up with a company and it's remote. Would you be interested? And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, remote, because I was going to tell you, Ann, that's what I feel. I feel something remote that you can make a decision, and it doesn't matter. Like, I feel like that may come in even before you move, because then all of a sudden you're going to kind of match up. Oh, I feel like I want to be in Washington, and this can go with me, and it's great. So I think that's the interesting part, because I had no idea that I still have my freedom. I took the job because it was a great salary and a steady income, and I'm like, well, heck, why not?
Wow.
And I can go. I've traveled. Yeah, why not? That's the energy that you want. Why not? Even if I decided, you know, in 2 months, and I'll tell you what, I love this job. It's fun. The people are fun. And guess what? I have not met all my coworkers. We IM each other, and that's how we're getting to know each other. So it's kind of a weird scenario. It's a very strange, the pandemic and all the natural things that are happening in the world have made us rethink and reevaluate how we work, how we play, how we visit, how we treat each other, everything. So as Anita said, I feel that you have that vibrational stance to attract to you, because that's really what it should be. You really shouldn't be out seeking. You should say, this is what my life, I want my life to be like this. And that's what I did. I want my life to be like this. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to maintain something in the Atlanta or around the Atlanta area. When I do, if at some point we ever do go back in an office, we are on the outskirts of Northwest Atlanta. Perfect, right? Where am I on right now? Pretty much on the northwest side of Atlanta. Perfect. Everything lined up. Boom, boom, boom.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm excited for you, because this is about new beginnings and a fresh start. Like, wow, this is, so get into that excitement of knowing, and get into that vibration of knowing that it's out there. Because I got excited about the fact that I still wanted my freedom and be able to help people and be compassionate in my work, but I also wanted to freelance graphics. You know, I wanted to be able to do all that stuff, and it lined up. And I cannot tell you how, and I won't tell you how, because I don't know how. All I know is I got excited about it. I got excited about my life. And once I got excited about my life, everything showed up. And I was like, and this was like some random, friend of mine saying, man, there's this job opening, and I think you'd be perfect if you're interested. And I was like, what the heck? Let me send my resume over there. Got a call, and the next thing you know, a couple days later, they offered me the job. And I thought, I seriously had sent resumes in to like Amazon for remote. They have a bunch of remote jobs. I think I sent it in to a couple of other places, and didn't expect, this person to say, hey, a friend of a friend is telling me about this, and I thought of you. And so it's like you never know where it's going to come from. You know, and the thing is we try to figure out the how, right? So I would say to you, Anne, is get excited about your life and what you want to do when you move to the rural areas. I mean, are you going to have some chickens? Are you going to have some dogs? Are you going to have some cats? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Get excited about that energy of where you're going.
Okay.
Yes.
And to me, that opens you up. And then Anita, of course, is going to give you that, because I feel like now there's so many places out there that are wanting and looking for people to work remotely and do a fantastic job. And I think
loneliness? I'm not excited about sitting in my house in front of a computer. That doesn't excite me.
Well, then,
you're talking about just
like Anna's saying, visualize what you want to see.
Remote work means sitting at home on a computer, and you're not with any other people.
Maybe or maybe not. It might be that you work with a group temporarily, or you might go into a space. Like I know somebody who works with a group of people, and they say this group comes in Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This group comes in Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, or Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? It's more of an example of being open to something different and how we're used to maybe – for me as an entrepreneur, I'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I wouldn't be home until 7 or 8 at night. So that's changed for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an incredible amount of freedom since I'm still an entrepreneur part time. And I would tell people if you start a business, this is a great time to start a business, because there's so many opportunities to do that as well. So there are people out there who say, I don't know. I would say, first of all, just list down the things that do you have something specific that you want to do? I wanted a change in career. You may not. So what it is, write down, this is what I do. What are the different ways that I could do this? what are other opportunities that I could look at? You know, and I'm not saying don't apply. I'm saying watch what starts showing up when you start telling the universe what you want, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Anita, go ahead.
Well, actually, you know, you were asking, Anne, I think your question was, do you feel like this is going to happen? Is that correct? Was that your initial question to me?
No, it's more about the order of things happening. You know, it's just like the work, the location first, or the job will get me to the location. But, you know, like she was saying, it doesn't have to be that. You know, if it's remote work, then you could take it wherever you want to.
Correct. Or you could do something like with the pandemic, when you and Anna were talking, I thought about walking dogs or, you know, having a place outside the city where you could keep dogs while people are away so that you wouldn't have to be around the people, but you could still be where you wanted to be and you wouldn't have to be sitting at a desk.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I just started thinking about things like that. Okay. But your cards definitely are in your favor. Because you got the peacock, which I love peacock. Yeah. So express yourself from the heart, and that's what we're talking about, or Anna was saying, you know, really dig deep and what do you want to do that doesn't require sitting in front of a desk? You know, if you have to research things, ask
part-time
people.
You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine a few hours.
Exactly. Yeah. And, okay, so that was the peacock. I felt like that was a confirmation. And then I really do feel like this is going to be a very good change for you because your next card was the lady. That's out of Calgary's Angels and Ancestors. And it says, grow and expand in all areas of your life. So fertility, growth, and abundance are all imminent when the lady arrives in your life. So fertility, growth, and abundance. Okay, so you got that one. So it was kind of like
the
enjoy your growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, enjoy your growth and you're going to reap the reward. And then your last card, interestingly enough, was the snake, which is shed old skin. So I feel like this move, which I feel like somebody may give you an opportunity as long as you start looking around. You know, you sit down, like Anna says, with your heart, what do I really want to do? So that opportunity comes in because the universe starts bringing it to you. So the snake is reveal your true colors and talents and then cast off the old. So, and also, the snake is time for renewal, abundance, and connection. Let yourself be reborn and celebrated. So, I think this is going to be
nice. It all matches.
Just
just
excellent for you. Yep. And,
what's the name of the deck again?
Now, the deck with the lady and the snake is, I'm actually in Kyle Gray's group for 3 years now. He's out of the UK, and it's Angels and Ancestors.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one, the peacock, is out of one that's called Wings of Wisdom by Alana Fairchild.
Okay.
Yep. And thank you for
all right, well, thank you both. That was very helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam,
thank
for calling
both
in.
Your reading. All right, I'll keep listening.
Yep. And call us back and let us know what happens.
All right.
Yes.
Where I end up.
Cool.
<Pretty good.
laughs> Yeah.
All right.
Please.
We'll talk to you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Anne, for sharing your energy with us, for sure.
Yes.
All right, we have another caller raising their hand.
Oh, wonderful.
All right. Area code 434, you're on the air. Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing? I've talked to some of you. Yes, I don't know if I've talked to you about this before. My name's Khalil.
Okay, how do you spell your name?
K-H-A.
K-H-A.
L-I-L.
Uh-huh. L-I-L. And how did you pronounce it again?
Khalil.
Khalil.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Khalil.
All right.
I have autism, and I was at the Obama thing, and I was nervous because I couldn't find a seat, and there was a couple of seats near me, and I don't remember if it was just three seats because one of the women moved their jacket, and then the other person moved, and I lost my phone at that time, and somebody had helped me. I know it was one of the Secret Service agents, but I was wondering who else helped me. If it was somebody that was nearby, that was an undercover agent, or somebody that was nearby that was just a civilian, or if it was both Secret Service agents that helped me.
Is that honestly your question? I honestly can't answer that.
But I'm glad you got help.
Thank you.
Do you have another question for us, Khalil?
How come was there like only three seats? Because I just couldn't figure out why I wasn't sitting down. Was there only like three seats in that room?
What was your mindset before you went in, Khalil? Was your mindset that I'm going to get a seat?
My mindset was sitting down and then enjoying what the president had to say and listening to getting educated.
So did you actually eventually get a seat?
Yeah, I did. I was just wondering why it was like I didn't have enough because it looked like there was just something was telling me it was only three seats there, but I don't remember why I didn't sit down.
Huh. It probably just didn't feel right to you is what I'm getting.
Huh?
And I would say live in the appreciation and the gratitude that you got a seat and someone did help you. So you never know where that help may come from. And when you appreciate that, then you will always get that in return. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I always do. I appreciate your kind words.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate
you
calling in and sharing your energy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome.
All right.
Good
Thanks,
night.
Khalil. We're going to put you on hold, okay? Good night. Oh, that was great. Sweet energy.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think, you know, Ann brought out a good point about probably a lot of people in different areas are considering big moves, big changes in their
mm-hmm.
life. I think this is a year. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, 2020 itself, I'm not a numerologist, that's my cousin Elisa, but I will tell you, 2020 is a 4-year, so it's a year of organization. And it's a year of getting your ducks in a row, pretty much. You know, it's a year of really putting things together. And I think that's extremely important to understand for a lot of people. And when they can understand that, honestly, I think it's sort of an energetic prod to get it together, you know. Like it's time because we are getting ready to enter a year of extreme changes, extreme ways of being that are different from the norm, what we consider the norm. And so you can choose to go into that. And Anita, you've taught us well with this. You can choose to go into that with an attitude of gratitude, or you can choose to go into it from a place of kicking and screaming and really, you know, pushing up against. I think that's important to to really get. So yeah, I mean, I think understanding where you, you know, your stories, all the things that you've been through, I've talked about the stuff that I've been through, and for me, I really appreciate you. You've certainly helped me the last, you know, couple of years move through a lot of stuff, a lot of shifting, and a lot of moving into what I consider my abundance. And when I say that, it's not just about finances and money. It's about the way I live. It's about my health. It's mm-hmm. about everything, how I am interacting with people, how those interactions have created, you know, off streams of abundance. You know, it's all of mm-hmm. that together. And I certainly mm-hmm. do appreciate you doing that. So I have a request. Would you, before we wrap it up, would you do a reading, an overall reading for us? For just
sure.
energetically for those that are listening?
That. Yes, I would love that. I am going to use angel prayers. Because as you
mm-hmm.
know, I'm all into angels.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to use power animals. And I'm going to ask, what do we all need to know at this time? And I just want to say while I'm shuffling that I appreciate you doing my website. And just your company.
You're so welcome.
And for you opening me up, also to release things in my subconscious that I was not aware of through your mastermind. So that's been very helpful in my life to actually get to me to the point for having a website.
See, it was painless.
Wow.
It was absolutely painless.
Yeah. Wow. Guess what we got, all of us? Manifesting
okay.
miracles.
There you go. Woo.
Yes. Archangel Orion. O-R-I-O-N. Thank you, Orion, for manifesting your miracles in my world. That's our first one. Wow. Can't do much better than that.
Nope.
That talks about your what you were saying, gratefulness, expecting the best, being open to receive, et cetera, et cetera. That was a wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We definitely have that, the universe helping us tonight. That was beautiful. Okay, second card. What power animal is going to help us out here? Yeah, I think that's a big thing for me with you, that you're very open to receive. You know,
yes.
So, wow, this is perfect, too, for this year. We got the monkey on ingenuity. The situation calls for adaptability and innovation. And boy, does it.
Mm. Yes.
Right, and you spoke a lot about that, with being adaptable, with not having a permanent place, working remotely, being
mm-hmm.
open to a job mm-hmm. that you didn't think, you know, that would come to you. So that's
it wasn't
beautiful.
Even a job that was honestly in my peripheral, and I think that's interesting because the work itself is
mm-hmm.
It's different. It's similar, but it's different, you know. And that's the way I look at it. It's like, instead of questioning it, I just said, "Why not? Let me just go for it." And it's proven to be, fun is a weird word to use when you talk about your work. But I generally like to say I play and I have fun, and I'm playing and having fun all around now. And I think the floodgates have opened because it's been nonstop conversations, and
mm-hmm.
Not only with my work, my J-O, what I call my J-O-B, which I thought I would never have, which is funny, but also with my clients, my other clients that I maintain their websites, and I design their business cards and their brochures and all of that. They're all, I'm getting connections
I've got people, I haven't talked to a couple of these folks in a couple of years, and they're like, oh, we need to revamp my website. We got to revamp my logo. We've got to. So I'm doing it. It's happening, and I'm appreciating right now.
Right, and I want to read the monkey card information because I think this is important for everybody. I think this really speaks to what's happening right now, and all you just said about your journey is no matter what's happening right now, you've got to be able to first adjust to the circumstances at hand, then generate creative solutions or ideas and act on them. The situation will require you to get your hands on it, take a good look at it, use your intelligence coupled with your gut sense to evaluate it, then choose a course of action. Don't get rigid about your choice. However, as once you make your move, new factors will come into play and you may have to adjust your course again, sometimes very rapidly. Count on it. It's kind of like swinging from tree to tree. You have to be very quick in anticipating which branch to grab hold of. Don't get discouraged if one direction doesn't pan out. Just be willing to shift, and it will work out. From time to time, use that keen mind of yours to stop and assess what's happening. Then continue on, perhaps with a slight change in course based on new information. Once you stop and look back, you'll see that every move was timely and purposeful. You have an amazing ability to move through life in a fluid and poetic fashion, whether or not you're aware of it. And that, to everybody, is talking about your power. You have the power. Just don't get stuck in old habits and routines, which is why your work is wonderful. And don't get stuck in your stories, guys. Trust in that, and you can do no wrong. That's a perfect
There you
card.
Go. Yep.
And if you need a little assistance in that, you can visit Anita at www.earthpathguide.com and go visit her website.
Thanks,
check it out.
Anna.
Send her a message through the contact form. If you do want to contact her directly, not go to the website, you can hit her up at askanita@earthpathguide.com. Woohoo!
Yep. And how about you, Anna? How can they reach you?
Oh, you can go check me out at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com or email me at anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. There's a couple of freebies on there if you'd like to take advantage. A little coaching, 7 days of play, and some powerful I am. Go check it out, and I want to do a shout-out to the MAP Coaching Institute, who is our sponsor. You can have a discounted MAP coaching session as well if you go to Life Gets Better and Better and check it out. There's all kinds of stuff. I always say there's a coach for everybody. So if this resonates with you, definitely – give us a call, give us a shout, contact us, however you need to get in touch. And we'd love to connect and love to help. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Right.
So, all right, Anita, we're going to wrap it up. Any last words, anything else that you want to say?
Just look ahead to where you want to be. And always say, or better, because we don't know everything that's out there, and maybe the universe has something much better than even what we're thinking of. Mm-hmm. So as Anna has been very open to receive and open to things coming up for her, look at life the same way. Know that there's plenty of opportunities, and watch your words. Set your intentions and hang around people that are empowering, happy, and willing to help.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank everybody out there who are listening to our show. If you're listening live or to the recording, we appreciate you immensely. please do get in touch and like us on Facebook under facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. And on Instagram, we are Universal Energy Media. We will post our shows in either of those places, so we really appreciate all the connectivity there. So have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Bye.